See it, stream it, skip it. We're going to weigh in on what you should see in theaters, what you should stream from the comfort of your own home or Lake Place, maybe even this weekend, or just skip to save the time and money altogether. I'll start with skip it. People tell me you shouldn't start with the negative first, but I just like to get out of the way.
Yeah, let's get it out of the way. Let's sweep it under the rug.
You know I love Gerard Butler, and I would follow Gerard Butler anywhere, which is why I did pay money to see Kandahar. And the premise of this one, this action movie, should work. An undercover CIA operative gets stuck in hostile territory in Afghanistan after his mission is exposed. Accompanied by his translator, he must fight enemy combatants as he tries to reach an extraction point in Kandahar. Sounds like it could be a fun movie, right? A man outside of his own abilities by needing a translator. It just doesn't work. It just doesn't work. And don't forget, I stood up for his movie Plane, which came out only 2 months ago, where he's the pilot of a plane that goes down on an island that's run by a militia.
Yeah.
And I will do anything. I will follow him. But this one just, this is a, you've got to maybe rent this one.
Okay.
So just go with that.
This is a rainy day. There's nothing else.
Bingo.
You have time to waste a few hours.
If you've got an Amazon $1.50 credit because you decided you didn't need next day delivery, you could do worse. But that's where this one is.
Okay.
My see it this weekend is a movie that's playing at the Fargo Theater called You Hurt My Feelings. It's a really great little movie. So Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Elaine from Seinfeld, or, you know, the vice president from Veep, is a writer in this movie, and she and her husband are in love. No big surprise there, but they've reached the point.
What's the punchline?
Right? They've reached the point in their relationship where things are kind of on autopilot. You know, they've got a teenage son. It just isn't, there's no spark left anymore. Until one day, Beth, who's played by Julia Louis-Dreyfus, finds out that her husband has been untruthful about his opinion of her writing since they met. And so he's the supportive husband. He's a teacher. She's a writer. But it turns out he's never liked anything that she's written. And in fact, he's very critical of it.
Oh, no.
Finds this out deep into the marriage. And I imagine it would be like if I had said, I love this blueberry dessert that you make. And every year, you know, the wife makes it for whatever occasion. And I choke it down. And finally, one year, she finds out that I hate the blueberry dessert that she probably pours a lot of time and energy into. How hurtful that would be. Even more so if you were a writer and this were to happen. This is a movie for married people. So a single person, you're going to enjoy it, don't get me wrong. But understanding that relationship of marriage and how something that you do to save someone's feelings actually ends up hurting the feelings even more. And then, of course, it's set aside by just some of the best, you know, comedic actresses of all time. So You Hurt My Feelings is open at the Fargo Theater. It is a see. It's great. I want to weigh in quickly on The Little Mermaid, which I have not seen. And
then you can't weigh in on it.
Well,
don't be negative Nancy about it.
I talk to people like Abby Miller who wear a badge of pride on how much she loves the live-action Beauty of the Beast, which I could not stand, the live-action Aladdin, which I didn't like. I'm sure she likes the live-action Cinderella, which I couldn't get into. I've realized they're not making The Little Mermaid live-action for me, for the person who loves it.
No, they're making it for me.
Right. Bingo.
I mean, they're making it for the people who grew up with The Little Mermaid.
No, I did. Okay, that's where I disagree.
And this is our chance to introduce, like, our kids to it.
Maybe that's it. Maybe it's you've got to have another generation that you're going to introduce to it. I love the original Little Mermaid. I could quote half the movie. I mean, it's just fantastic. But I don't think that this one looks good. I don't think you need to have a crab that actually looks like a crab. I just don't get behind it. And I've heard some of the music, and they've changed some of the music.
So who are they making it for?
I think they are making it for the Abby Millers of the world who were not... She didn't go see The Little Mermaid when it was in theaters and watch it a million times on VHS. By the time she was born, that movie was already, what, a decade old? So that's why I think this movie's made for her generation and younger. I don't necessarily think it's made for the older. Correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe you loved the Beauty and the Beast live action remake. And I'll be like, why?
I'm just saying that a lot of us who grew up on The Little Mermaid and have a special place in our heart for The Little Mermaid are all sending each other text messages like very excited to see this movie. Now, I will say that I did watch the trailer and I'm a little bit nervous I'm not going to like it.
Right?
Only because I don't...
So I have seen the hashtag not my little mermaid starting to trend this weekend.
Oh no.
But that being said, I am going to compare it to this thing that I know and love. I mean, we wore out the cassette tape to this. Yeah. I could sing Under the Sea, you know, sure, verbatim as a kid. And so this movie just isn't meant probably for older generations. It's meant to be discovered by a new generation.
Okay.
So I want to tell you, I am definitely wrong when it comes to those live action remakes that people love, because I don't get it.
Right.
Probably for the same reason why, you know, you don't get why I enjoy, strawberry yogurt and hot sauce.
I feel like I did like the Beauty and the Beast one. I feel like that was the one that I liked the most.
Yeah, I am just shocked that you did, because I feel like they were like, how can we wring some money out of people? Oh, we'll make this half-hearted remake.
Okay,
anyway, not gonna say it. But okay, stream it.
Stream
really easy. I wanted something that said summer, right? So something that you can watch this summer. I've picked three of my favorite summer movies of all time. Number one, The Great Outdoors, starring John Candy. You might remember this as the bald-headed bear movie.
Someone wanted your top five movies of all time. That would be on your top five of all time.
It is, without a doubt.
100%.
Big bear. big bear chase. Big bear chase me. The Great Outdoors is about a family who rents a place up near Duluth, actually. It's supposed to be set in Minnesota. And they rent a cabin at like a resort. And then their yuppie other family members show up. And it is the... If you've ever shared a vacation with another like family set within your family, you know sometimes it can be frustrating because everyone's got different opinions and everything. Everyone wants something different. Love The Great Outdoors. Number two, What About Bob, which is one of the greatest comedies of all time. Bill Murray and Richard Dreyfuss. It also stars Charlie Korsmo's in it, of course, a hometown guy to us right here in Fargo, North Dakota. What About Bob is an amazing comedy, and it being that it's 32 years old has aged really, really well. Richard Dreyfuss is a very highly respected therapist, and Bob Wiley, played by Bill Murray, is one of the most neurotic people you're ever going to meet. And he tells Bob to take a vacation from his problems. So what does he do? He follows his therapist up to his vacation house. And what goes on from there is just amazing, because Richard Dreyfuss is overly controlling. It's just a great movie. What About Bob is awesome. Lastly, if you've got kids, there's a movie called Recess, School's Out. It's based on a 90s television show called Recess about these essentially kids during recess. It's an animated series. The movie Recess, School's Out is made not just for kids, but for adults. You will get plenty of enjoyment and entertainment out of this. And the premise behind it is that while on summer vacation, these kids figure out that their school is being used by the U.S. government to test a laser beam to pull the moon out of orbit to make sure that there's no summer ever again. And so they've got to break in and take it out.
That's cute.
The voice cast of it is so good. It's so great. And that's on Disney Plus. What About Bob and the Great Outdoors are rentable. If you've got Tubi, What About Bob is on that with some commercial interruptions, but there's some good stuff there. My skip it again, Kandahar, Don't Bother, even though I love Gerard Butler, that one just can't make the mix. And See It is You Hurt My Feelings playing at the Fargo Theater. Woo! Okay, that
there
was a good
go.
See It streamer, skip it.
Someone wants your top five movies, and I am going to guess it is The Great Outdoors is on the list.
It is.
Captain Ron is on the list.
It is.
I don't know that I can figure anything out after that.
Bed Knobs and Broomsticks is on there.
Okay.
Have you ever seen that one?
No.
It's a Disney movie starring Angela Lansbury and the dad, David Tomlinson,
Mary
Poppins.
That's why you love Angela Lansbury.
It's a great movie. When they couldn't make Mary Poppins for a couple of years, they started working on Bed Knobs and Broomsticks.
Cool.
Now, the other two, I don't know. It depends on what kind of a day it is.
Yeah. Okay. There you
go. But they're up
there. Those are top three.